Soul Mirrors, you have arrived. Wake up and travel beyond the illusion. What is the mirror of your life reflecting around you now, and what does it mean? Master Lady Kira Ra leads you on a journey of enlightened perspectives as she weaves together the elements waiting to be revealed and often not seen. A fascinating and dynamic hour that will leave your heart smiling and your soul singing. And of course, Kira Ra's famous mini soul readings. Be sure to call in. And now, here is Master Lady Kira Ra.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to Soul Mirrors. I am so honored to share this moment with you right now. And as we come together this evening, we are at such an extraordinary time, are we not? We are at a moment of divine presence that has called and activated us into a mastery presence that we're ready for, that we have all been in training for. This is that moment where the curtain has opened and the audience is looking. What are you showing? What are you creating? Because it's all an illusion, is it not? And so this evening, I wanted to invite you into a depth of consciousness that will activate the divine light within. And one of the first things I did, and part of the reason I'm doing kind of this invisible woman trick on you this evening, is that I really wanted to bring, this is one of my favorite, isn't she beautiful? This is my one of my very favorite Blue Buddha. And she is a creation that I put together through a couple different composites. That what I love about her is that she carries the presence of this moment, which is everything in its ascended presence offers us the transcendent moment beyond density, where we are the creation as the creator. And we are together calling forward that moment. And I have so much more to share about the now moment, so much more to share about this week's energy. And before I go any further, I just want to remind you that we are broadcasting tonight at two different YouTube channels. You can catch us over at YouTube at Official Sri and Kira, where I know there's a robust chat already going on over there. Hi, guys. You can also catch us over at YouTube Oneness Talk Radio. Oh, so happy to be there. We are also... and we have an 800 number for that. And that number is, guys, let me just read it to you so I don't make a mistake. 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. So you can call over there on toll-free number, talk to our producer, get in the queue to talk to us live, request a mini soul reading. And of course, over at Oneness Talk Radio, that call board is wide open and already filling. So you want to get in there. 517-208-1500. Again, that's 517-208-1500. Make sure that you get in the queue because we love talking to you, especially in this moment right now. Now, let's see. Big shout out to iHeartRadio and all of the other affiliate channels that are carrying us. Oneness Talk Radio over at Facebook as well. And so wherever you are tuning in, we are so grateful to be with you right now. And thank you for being here. So let's catch up, shall we? I mean, let's just take a moment. As a matter of fact, I'm going to take a sip of tea. It's one of those moments. So let's just, here we are, okay? Yummy, it's my rose tea. So here we are. And we are at the crescendo, this balance moment of April. And in this balance moment of April, what's happening is that this resurrection energy that birthed just a few days ago has already gone into what I want to call propulsion mode, meaning that it is spinning and going so fast that as we are coming up into that new moon, remember we went through that super moon, which was that peak, and then we brought in this creation energy. And as we are now moving into that experience, that moment. Yes, it is. Forgive me. My producer here was just like, is your call board line unmuted? Forgive me, guys. I'm really sorry. So I'm going to quadruple check that. Yes, it is unmuted. All right. And we also have a full house over at the 800 number as well. And so, beloved angels, I want to go back to what I've been sharing, which is that the energy of this moment through the up level that just happened. We are in a convergence month. We are in a month where we are again in experience energy, in an experience year, in an experience decade. And so this April energy is already one of the potentially highest peak moments for not only this year, but next year as well. And as we are now injected with rebirth and resurrection, as we now really start anchoring into the energy of our ascended heart presence, and as we say yes to our multidimensional existence, then we must be ready to release our partners in pain. And I really wanted to talk about this evening, and this is another reason why I wanted to have my beautiful blue Buddha of compassion here, because what's happening right now is that in the energy of the expansion and contraction, which came in through that beautiful ensoulment from the divine directors that we will be posting up at YouTube in the next day or so. And if you have our app, you already have it. So please be checking your app for the weekly ensoulment. And so when we are on our journey, when we have done everything we have done, and how many of you, right? How many of you watching right now? It doesn't matter whether this is your first introduction and you're going, oh my God, where have I landed, right? Or you've been on the journey like me your entire life. It doesn't matter. What matters is that each one of us has been called. We have been activated. We have all been called to the front line. We have all been asked to activate our crystalline stabs in whatever form they take and to stand together as five-star generals on the front line of this battle, because there is a battle for your consciousness. Believe me, it's happening. And so in this moment, together we are better. And in this moment, it will be your partners in pain that will be doing the best job they can. Remember, this is their job. The job of your partner in pain right now is to make sure you are a five-star general, to make sure that you're not just bullshitting your way through your spiritual growth, to make sure that you are the real deal. Because when you're the real deal, it doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter what they try to do. It doesn't matter what they try to take. It doesn't matter what they throw at you. You will never stop, because the unified presence of the truth of your divine nature is the overarching guidance. Thereby, how could you stop that which you are once you have fully awakened into being? And so this week, my loves, is going to be about paying attention to noticing what you're noticing through the reflection in your soul mirror of your potential partners in pain. Now, what are partners in pain, right? What are partners in pain? Partners in pain are often, in my case, I know the partners in pain that I had to sadly leave, and they always will leave you. They will, trust me, they will be the ones that will make themselves revealed. Because when you enter into a state of divine recognition and remembrance, you love them as they love you. So give you an example. I think that's the best way for me to do it. On Sunday, Sri and I, on that beautiful Easter Sunday service, and I just thank you all. We had record attendance at the temple. And so thank you for being there. We hold those Sunday services at YouTube, official Sri and Kira, noon to two. Thank y'all for being there. It was outrageous. And one of the things Sri and I decided to do was to share more about our quote unquote backstory, what a lot of you don't know. And those of you that have been close to us over the years do know. And because we don't, everybody knows Sri and I are out there. We are authentic. We don't just talk about authenticity. We are literally living it. And so when Sri first came into my life, those of you that have read Sacred Union, The Journey Home, what surprised me the most and what became one of my steps along the way was that my very best friend, as a matter of fact, this woman and I were so close that I really considered her to be a true sister, you know, I'm in every way. And she also helped me become the blessing that I have been ready to remember today. It was in the very early days of that. And I will never forget when Sri came into my life, and everything, all those around me that were my support network in my spiritual evolution, right? This is not those that didn't understand. In my spiritual evolution, they were my support network. And from the minute Sri showed up, I basically had them all telling me why I needed to not be with him. Now, all these years later, it's so beautiful because I am so clear that they saw the love that Sri and I hold. They saw what happened when two whole people come together in true partnership versus a karmic relationship. And they could not contain their own pain because they did not have that. And whenever we feel jealousy, whenever we feel greed, whenever we feel anything that's less than, it's our own pain reflecting out. And then we call around us partners in our pain. Often some of those earlier marriages, in my case, quite a few, but we call them to us because they're all our soul mirrors. And right now, in this moment on the planet, we are each being invited to gaze deeper into our mirror. In one way or another, you are being invited to spend more time with you. And so, are you spending that time reaching out to your partners in pain? Or are you spending that time becoming you? That's what this week is all about. This week is like a breath through this resurrection energy that's saying, are you really clear? And are you absolutely ready to stand up and let go of all of that doubt and all of that fear and all of that pain? Are you willing to say goodbye to your partners in pain? And you know who they are. They're the ones who, when you go to and tell them why it's somebody else's fault, will always tell you why you're right and why they're horrible. That's why your partner's in pain. Partners in pain are a support mechanism for the third dimension. Forgive them. They know not what they do. And at each step along the way, in each spiral, as we're moving up, we discover other partners in pain because the pain is different. Until we wake up fully, saying yes to who we are and offer the gift of our presence and release the pathway of those who may have been some of our best allies along the way. Because here's what happens. If you're really authentic, if you really stay in the course, if you're really on track, then the ones who were really your friend, a few months down the line, when they see this isn't a fad or a phase and that you're for real, when they start believing that you're real and that you're happy, you'll be amazed at how many of them come back to you and say, hey, can I have a slice of that pie? Because whatever you're doing, I like that reverse aging. I like to see this. I like to see that. I love the joy. I love the love. That's the gift. That's yours to claim by simply releasing your partners in pain. So this is the week to be paying attention to that because it's one of those weeks. And I do want to say thank you. I know that we have, it looks like both call boards are near capacity. There might be a few more lines at the 517-208-1500. I think the 800 number is pretty jammed right now. But guys, just hold on because I want to take in a deep breath. Let's do this together. Let's bring our hands to our heart. Yeah. And remember to always smile when you exhale. Anytime you take in a deep breath, if you smile on the exhale, your smile sends a signal to the universe. It's that beautiful wink of recognition, master to master. And so I invite you to smile every time you take in and release a deep breath. And so speaking of taking in and releasing a deep breath, I do want to give a quick shout out to all of you that joined us for the Lessons of Light last night. What came forward? The revelations, the codes. I have had emails from people all day long talking about how their light codes finally got activated. People sending me pictures of the light language coming through. People telling me, Kira Ra, the minute you guys started teaching that, I started seeing all the codes revealed to me. Thank you. And I'm honored. And I do want to share that Sri and I are doing this, as you know, as a service for humanity. And it's being done on a very almost nothing donation basis because of the threat to the indigenous populations here in Ecuador due to the virus. And so we are doing everything we can to support our local village and beyond. And so thank you to all of you. We had hundreds of you on that last night, and there's room for more. We can take up to 500, and we're not there yet. So help us help the world while you get the blessing of igniting your own codes. You get to open up your light language. And I do just want to give a heads up that next week, my co-host will be Rena Joshi, who, in my humble opinion, is bar none the most authentic connected light language artist I have seen on this planet. And so make a note to be here with us next week as well. And if you want to learn more about the lessons of light that are happening right now, please go to shrinkhero.com. You cannot miss it. It's right there in the headspace. And just get in. You can still get the video of yesterday. Get in. It's 7 weeks of support, 12 lessons of light from the archangelic realm at a time when we are all needing to support each other. Let's just join hands on the front line and say, there's room for everyone. Competition is the greatest illusion. And so, speaking of light bodies, activations, staying the course, I mean, really saying yes and owning gratitude, you know, and one of my favorite mentors, Rev Ike, right? That's for me kind of person. Well, that's my co-host tonight. And I am just so excited to have him join me. And, you know, there's so much you can learn about him. And if you've received my e-card, hopefully you've already gone to all of his links and learned about what this beautiful man does, because this is a moment where we need our brothers to step up. And we need our brothers to step up with hearts like my beloved Sri Ramka, right? These beautiful men that have stayed the course, that have said, I am one with my divine presence. I am one with my connection. And when I first had my beautiful co-host Hillis introduced to me this evening, I was just immediately felt his heart and his really divine nature. There is a blessing when we can come together as masters on the front lines and celebrate our journeys and look at that. And then when we say yes, and we step out in true service, I mean, you guys have taken the Bhagavad Gita with me, know what I'm talking about, right? That selfless service, letting go, you do it because it's just the right thing to do. And you let go of the outcome, you let go of the expectation, and you just do the work. Well, you guys know that I really care about our co-hosts here. And I really care that your soul mirror's experience always leaves you with a divine reflection that leaves you uplifted and inspired so that your divine reflection inspires others. And that's how I feel about this beautiful man who's joining us this evening. And he has so many talents. He is an incredible intuitive. He'll be joining me in the soul readings this evening. He has a beautiful healing nature. He offers incredible sessions. And he's living up there in the United States, I think up in the New York area. I'll have to confirm that when I bring him in. And so, hey, how about enough of this buildup? And let's just say hello to my absolutely wonderful co-host tonight, Hillis Pugh. And I hope I pronounced his name right. We ran out of time in the pre-show. Hey, namaste, sweetheart. Hi.
Namaste. Namaste. Thank you for having me on today.
Oh, it's my honor. Thank you. Now, did I pronounce your name right? I am embarrassed that I did not double check that before we came on the air.
Yes, you were spiritually guided.
Oh, yay. Well, thank you. Thank you. I am grateful for that. And so I have to dive right in. First of all, guys, his website is his name. Super easy. Hillis Pugh, HillisPugh.com. So just go check out all the things that we just don't have time to talk about tonight. I have got to dive into, though. How are you? All right. Like, how did this journey get started for you? Were you born this way? I mean, tell me the story. I want to hear this. I'm drinking my tea. Talk to me.
So, you know, this journey, you know, with most individuals, we are born into this energy, but it's the process of remembering that allows us to step fully into our presence of this light and this energy that we are asking for, that we are desiring to step into and to be. And throughout my whole life, as far as I can remember, I've always been an intuitive. But it wasn't until about approximately 12 years ago now where my journey started with gratitude and really understanding the power and the energy of gratitude beyond the simple chivalrous acts and the chivalrous words of simply saying thank you and you're welcome and that like energy. It moved beyond that. It was heartfelt, it's genuine in its nature in itself. And to really understand that, on my journey, understanding that the Quechua, the nation in South America, they have a simple word for that called Ani, which is the energy of reciprocity, the exchange and stepping into that energy. And so moving along the path of gratitude, it allowed me to see the symbiotic relationship of the law of vibration, also known as the law of attraction. And stepping into that a little bit deeper and really understanding how those two energies work together. Along that path, before I got to the law of attraction energy, I dove into really honing my skills as an intuitive, as a psychic.
So I got to stop you because I have a question. What happened 12 years ago? You said it was 12 years ago. So what was the moment? Tell me why. What happened?
So like anyone else, we have those woe is me moments. We have those life altering moments.
Right.
And then being self-employed, having my own business as a marketing individual, marketing, graphic design, customer service, pretty much a one-man show. And pretty successful at the time. I was living in Chicago. And just really having everything together, everything is good. And then 2008, the recession hit. You know, my business was considered a non-essential luxury business because, you know, not most businesses could step into really affording, you know, marketing services. I mean, come on. You know, it's not like it is now.
Right.
And, you know, moving beyond that, you know, losing my business and really knowing that my friends and family had my back. That's what really changed my view of gratitude beyond the simple chivalrous acts and the energy that's tied to that. And it was so apropos on Thanksgiving Day here in the States to where I took time out to write email to every friend, to every family member who has helped me in that year of my life. And it just really opened up a new view for me, a new practice to really dive into.
Wow. So that took a lot of initiative. You know, I'm thinking not only to like have your eyes opened, but to, so it seems to me that there must be a spark or a light, and you know where I'm going, right? Yeah. I want to get into our light body activation. So you had this propulsion inside of you, this, not everybody would just walk to the computer and say, I'm going to go start doing this incredible gift and send it to people. So that's a propulsion. That's an inward desire. That's something that just said inside of you, I need to do this. You know, that was coming from definitely a higher source, a higher frequency. And so when did you first become aware then in that journey of the expanded presence of, wait a minute, there's this light body, there's this oversoul, there's this divine nature inside of me. And how did that evolve for you?
Honestly, I felt like it was something that was always there, but the spark was when I was in stillness. Of really connecting to my soul, my higher self, and being moved in that energy to take that inspired action. And what really helped propel it even more was the validation that I received from friends and family that I am on the right path to help others understand this powerful energy that we sit into. And sometimes even pun intended, take for granted.
Oh, it's true. No, that's very true. And so it sounds like you came from a very awake family. So you had supportive family around you.
I had supportive family, but not necessarily awake, not necessarily aware. You know, they were supportive in me. And then throughout my journey, they're like, okay, well, that's Hillis. That's what he's going to do. And so I was supported in that way. It's like, okay, just let him do his thing.
Got it. Got it. Well, what a blessing, you know, truly. And I think that your path of gratitude, you know, your ignition, your opening and the path that really propels you, this gratitude energy, is so healing that, you know, it heals on every level, that in its healing, it also would heal any perception of, well, maybe Hillis shouldn't do this, you know, and I think that came from you, from your divine expansion.
Definitely. It is, as I teach about gratitude, as I speak about it, it is the foundation of everything.
Yeah.
You know, it's just there. And if without that strong foundation, you know, what do you have to build on?
Well, absolutely true. Now, so let's go a little deeper into the Hillis story here. So when did you really know or call forward the fact that you're an intuitive? How did that come forward for you? Were you born? I mean, like me, you know, I just thought everybody was as a kid. I mean, so what was your journey through that?
Well, I felt that I was born with it, like most of us are. I remember seeing images and energies as a child in my bedroom at night.
Right with you. Got it.
And, you know, in most of my life, it was dismissed, you know, not knowing what. So, just go back to sleep. Oh, it was nothing. So, you know, being dismissive. And so with having dismissive energies around me, I dismissed it myself. And it wasn't until the path of gratitude to that really opened me up to these other possibilities of me tapping into the deepest sense of who I am. Mm-hmm. And so with me being able to, you know, tap into that deeper sense and being in New York at the time, I allowed myself to hone these abilities and to find out what kind of intuitive I am, because I didn't know there was all these different types of intuitives, and come to find out that I'm a clairaudient intuitive. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. That makes perfect sense.
I love it. I love it. I still don't know them all. Anyway, go ahead. I love it.
And so it's just the energy just lent itself to me being taking the path deeper to connecting into the healing modalities such as Reiki, you know, because, you know, people often told me that, Hillis, you're going to be a healer with your hands. And I'm like, yeah, I'm a writer. I heal with my hands. I heal with my words. It's like, no, you don't get it. I'm like, yeah. You know, sometimes we dismiss our own potential futures.
And
so with me stepping into that and allowing the energy just naturally unfolded to me stepping into this grander energy work of Lemurian life energy, which is a beautiful energy in itself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, I'm looking at our call board and we are covered in calls. And so why don't we invite in a few people and then we can talk to them and move with this conversation. So does that work for you?
Oh yeah, I'm ready.
All right, let's do this. Okay. So I'm going to welcome in, let's go over to our 800 line and I'm going to welcome in right here. We have, it looks like Baljeet from California on line one. Namaste, sweetheart. Welcome.
Namaste.
Hi. How can we help you tonight? Hi. Okay.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm on the call.
Okay.
Welcome.
So hi.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. This is, okay. Welcome, honey.
I'm sorry, there's a bit of a delay. I'm just so excited that I've been calling in so many times, and I can't believe I'm on the call. And every time I think of, okay, what will I ask today if I happen to get picked? So, oh my gosh, thank you so much. I'm so excited.
It's your day. Yeah. How can we serve you, Sweetheart? You're welcome.
Well, I guess I would love to get a mini soul reading, but I have been working on relationships for, I would say, the last, well, my whole life, but definitely the last 2 years, and it's been part of my spiritual journey. So what you said earlier in the call really hit home. And the where the North and the South nodes are right now, or have been since last year, are where they are in my natal chart. So I feel like what everybody's feeling is kind of what I feel all the time. So yeah. I'm trying to make peace with that and also grow through that. And I feel like I've been dealing with what's going on with the coronavirus a little bit better because of that. But I'm still very confused as to what the next steps in my life are supposed to look like. So.
Wow. First of all, Angel, I got to get the tears out of my eyes, because when I connect with you, the first thing I was noticing was almost like palpitations in my high heart. And so I want you to bring your hand right to your high heart. And that's where I've been holding mine the whole time I've been listening to you. And I want you to hear this, because this is coming in from Archangel Zadkiel. I've also got Raphael going on over here. And you've got this, like, they call themselves the board of directors that are all in front of you. And they're quite extraordinary. And but they're all looking at me very sternly and saying, just tell her. And so, honey, I want you to just really breathe in to this high heart area. And they're saying that you are carrying a wound from 2 years ago that is affecting that which is manifesting now, and that the tears that are ready to be shed are tears for all. This journey, this experience that all of humanity is experiencing now is not your burden to carry. And as I share that with you, I'm losing my breath. You need to keep breathing. And they're saying that it will be revealed within the next, they're using the word fortnight. It will be revealed within the next fortnight, that which is the step before you. Smile and know it has already begun. And they're showing me you. It's really cute. You're doing like this little dance in your house. And you're like, oh my God, this shit is real. I'm not kidding you, honey. That's exactly what I'm seeing. I don't, it's their words, not mine. And so anyway, yeah, breathe. And okay. Let that which needs to be released, release. This is not yours to carry. And Hillis, would you like to share anything?
Yes. As you were speaking, as I was tapping into the energy as well, my dear soul, what I am gathering for you is that for you to sit and center your energy, to sit and center, to have this strength and this peace that you already know and carry that is within you. Because this energy, my dear one, will guide you through the days to come. And the relationship of old is to be forgotten. And I know that you know what I mean when I say this, that the relationship of old must be forgotten, because it is no longer serving you in this new energy that we have created, that we have stepped into. And when I speak of we, I speak of we in the collective sense. And you, my dear, had a hand in this. So this is why there's this heaviness that you carry. So this is not yours. So part of your duty is to be centered to release this. And the best way for you to do this, to make this simple for you, is to sit in the meditation, to light the candles, and to offer your thanks for your strength. And all shall move forward for you.
So let's take in a deep breath. Yeah, beautiful. And sweetheart, thank you for carrying this energy for so many. Thank you for being on the planet right now. We are grateful to have been with you this evening. Thank you, my love. Namaste. Yes, many blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Namaste. I love you both. Thank you very much.
We love you too, honey.
Thank you. All right.
Namaste. All right. Let's jump over to the other call board. We got call lines everywhere. Let's see. I will get to as many of you tonight as we can. We promise. All right. We're going to go right here to Houghton, Michigan. And I'm going to say, hey, Houghton, Michigan. Namaste. Welcome to Soul Mirrors. Hi, sweetheart. I don't see you talking. All right. We're going to go to, it looks like Pennsylvania, I believe we're going to. We're over here at the Oneness Talk Radio call board. Namaste, Pennsylvania, and welcome.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome, sweetheart. Namaste.
Hello. Welcome.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. I guess you can't hear us, honey. I am so sorry. All right, we will try again. I will come back to that in a moment. Let's jump over to the 800 number, and we're going to go ahead and welcome in. It looks like Sophia from Massachusetts on line two. Namaste, Sophia.
Hello, Sophia.
Hello, namaste. Can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine, sweetheart. Hi.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much. I'm so blessed. Thank you for taking my call. I'm really appreciative of all that you do. And I wanted to share my experience of what relates to that big illumination moment that we had in November, where I got an unprecedented clarity into a pattern of codependency that I've had my entire life. Wow. And I've been trying to work on that. And the choice that I made back then was to remain in my relationship while trying to set my boundaries and work on discovering my own self. And that hasn't been working very well. So I'm at a very crossroads moment right now where I feel like I can't keep going the way I am, that I have been. And I would really appreciate a mini soul reading on that topic. And I appreciate you so much. Thank you.
Oh, honey, we love you. And sweetheart, you know, I've talked about this. I was you. They had a big old picture of me in the dictionary when it came to this. And here's the first thing I want to share with you is that you are caught in the victim triangle right now. And if you've been listening to our shows, and I know that you have, that we have been talking about this. First thing you need around you, before I even get to the mini soul reading, you need support. And all of you that are out there dealing with this, you need support around you. And we can help with that. We're not all of it, but we can help with that. Go to shrinkcare.com. Go read the current article, Transitioning Through Triggers, and read all three parts and learn about exactly what's happening around you. The best support you can begin with is knowledge. But it's spiritual knowledge, not the knowledge that feeds the brain and the density and the fear and the anger and that loop, right? But the knowledge of enlightenment, the knowledge that will free you from the self-defeating behaviors that are keeping you in this pattern. Remember that all of humanity right now is transiting from the victim triangle into the healing triangle or the ascension energy, right? So in the victim triangle, it's the victim, the rescuer, and the abuser. And you play all three roles at some point. And codependency is what keeps that cycle going. And so we cannot have one of those roles appear unless somebody else or even ourselves, sometimes we can play several roles, keeps us in that loop. You are calling in tonight. You got through on the show tonight because you, like so many others, have been activated. Your light body is saying, hey, trust me, and I will guide you the rest of the way. Trust yourself, love yourself, wrap yourself in compassion. Because when we break free from the victim, rescuer, abuser, we live in that ascended energy, which is where we become the mentor, the teacher, the healer. And so we are all healer, teacher, mentors, or ministers, right? And so my angel, when I connect with you, coming full circle into the reading that is coming in around you, you are carrying right now It's beautiful, by the way. When I'm gazing at you, you and I are standing together right now, and you're wearing this beautiful, it's like a maroon color robe, and you have this beautiful, it's like, it's not flowers, it's not gems, but it's like maybe just pieces of light, like a little crown going on here. But what's so beautiful is we're not speaking. I like everything I'm sharing with you right now, it's you telling me to share it with you. Even though you have all these other beings around you, this is your higher self. That's why you got through tonight when we're talking about activating the light body. You yourself are in the middle of an activation. And the gift that you can give to yourself right now is to remember that whatever choice you make, you're not failing. You are experiencing and you are growing at the pace you need to grow. And so no matter what anyone would ever share with you, you go at the pace you need to go as long as you stop judging yourself. And I want you to feel right now, and this was you to you, honey. And I want you to feel right now, there, my eyes and your eyes and all of you right now, whether you know somebody who is stuck in this, whether you know somebody who is dealing with this, a lot of people right now are stuck in their homes. The domestic violence has gone up. The child abuse has gone up. Send the gift of your empowered presence. Do you all feel your crown chakra right now? Feel your crown chakra, feel the tingling in your crown chakra right now. Together we are better. I've got your hand. I got Hillis here. I got you guys there. We've got it, right? We're here. And lift into this energy. Let this energy of pure light break through the part of the ego that would seek to stop you. Love the ego as the small child. It is a two-year-old and it is throwing a tantrum. And so love it. Give it a cookie, love it, and then trust the you that knows what to do and do it without doubt and let go of the judgment and remember who you are. And I want you to really breathe up through the nose and we're going to let it out with a smile. And Hillis, is there anything you would like to add to this beautiful? My crown is still like somebody's tickling me.
Yeah, mine is too. And yes, definitely. I want to, because what I've heard for you, my dear, is to let go of the panic, let go of the fear, and step into the new energy, the new confidence that you carry with love and adorn that as you drip in jewels, as you drip in riches, as you step forward into this new energy, because the panic, the fear that you are carrying are from the old. They are from the old time. They are from the old thoughts. They are from the old beliefs that you have carried through your life, and now it's time to drop it. It is time to drop it and move forward into this adornment that you desire for yourself now.
Yeah. Thank you.
So breathe that in. We love you, sweetheart.
Thank you. We love you.
Namaste.
Namaste, honey. Bye-bye. Whoo! How you feeling there, Hillis? I'm flying.
I am just like all of this.
Right. I know. It's like, I just want to do this right now. I'm like, oh man, this is cool. I'm digging that. Tell everybody about what's above your head.
So this is Metatron's cube, also known as the flow of life, also known as this very intricate geometric symbol of life, and conducts such great energy and brings such great clarity to anyone, and it just so happens it's sitting right above my head.
I love the accident of that. I just love that, you know. So yeah, really. So let's talk about this Lumerian healing that you do. How did that come into your life? And just, you know, give us just an overview, because obviously it's a rich energy and it's part of what's happening right now. Everybody's moving into richer energy.
Yes. And so this was happenstance. Nothing happens by accident or, right. You know, right. So I received my Reiki 1 certification. And I'm like, I need to get my Reiki 2 level certification so I can obviously get to, you know, Reiki Master, because that's what every practitioner wants, right? And on my way to connecting with my Reiki teacher, I'm on social media, and I see this post of a friend of mine who's been, you know, we've been in our circles for a few years. And he says, I have this amazing new modality. And he goes on to explain how the modality has never escaped the planet, blah, 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 blah. And I said, hey, I want to know about this. What is this? And we talked, and he said, I was told by spirit that I have to attune you to this Lemurian light energy, because you would do great work and be of service to others with this. And I'm like, oh, I'm down. I'm ready. Let's go. And about 6 months later, you know, because you have to go through the process.
Right.
Because it's not like, you know, Reiki, where you study and you learn the symbols and then you get, this is like a full-on energetic process of purging and energetic purging and everything else that comes along with it to be attuned to this particular modality. And since this attunement, I can't even explain to you, and maybe I can even show you a little bit, that some of the symbols here on my wrist, on my arm, are the symbols that I work with.
Right on, right on.
When I
turn your arm, I want to see the rest.
Well, see, it's kind of...
Yeah, I got it. I got it. But I really do want to see it all. Fabulous. Oh, that's it. That's where I wanted to go.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. Yeah. Reading that. Wow. All right. Digame, as they say down here in Ecuador. Talk to me.
And so since being attuned to this gift, and I can tell you the miracles in a way that I have helped others. There was this one client of mine who reached out to me and said, hey, I saw your post on Facebook and I was guided to reach out to you, and we connected, and I've worked with her, and it was amazing because she's like, and not being too graphic, but she has not had her menstrual cycle in like 9 months.
Wow, wow.
She connected with me the day after our session. She got her cycle.
Aww.
And so it's all of these things, and people come to me, you know, and I find a pattern. The people that I connect with that seek this work, it's some form of trauma, some form of sexual abuse, some form of shame or guilt that they've been holding on to. And that's what this energy does. It helps to unblock and to move all that old and stagnant energy and all those old beliefs.
Right, right. Well, and that's the compassion, right? That's that blessing of that compassion, that ignition that lifts and stabilizes us into the fifth dimension and beyond, you know?
Yeah.
So let's bring in, I think we should go to Las Vegas on that subject, don't you?
Yeah, let's go to Vegas.
Let's go to Vegas, all right? I'm just like, we got Brigitte from Las Vegas. I'm like, we must go to Las Vegas. So, okay, welcome Brigitte from Las Vegas. Come on in. She dropped off. Okay, well then, how about you bring us in Connie from Ontario?
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Connie.
Hello, namaste. Connie.
Welcome.
Hi. Namaste. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm glad I got through. So I have lots going on. I'm not sure what you guys can see, but I have a whole heck of a lot going on.
Yeah, you do.
So I'm kind of wanting just like a read, but I also had some questions because I've been getting so exhausted because I've been getting a lot of downloads because my awakening is truly beginning now, and my gifts are coming in, and I've been doing channeling, and it's just all so much, and I'm not sure what's going on, and then my relationship with spirit, and yeah.
Okay, first of all, honey, I love you so much. Breathe. You're not breathing. Your whole body is screaming for breath, and so I want you to just breathe, right? And if you were with us for the Lessons of Light last night, do that breath we taught every morning. But you really need to be, and really let it out. There is, it's right, let me see if I can, you see the U on the neck right there? Right here, it's like a band of energy And it's almost like it feels like it wants to push you back. And it's right. Yeah, I know, babe, I got it. And so I'm also noticing there's times it comes down to the center of your chest and it can almost feel like you'd be having a heart attack or like you're like, oh my God, you know, what's happening? Or why am I catching my breath? Why is this happening? And then I see the pain going through the body. I mean, I see it, sweetheart. I'm like, thank you for your kindness and your authenticity and letting me see so much, you know, because I can only see as much as you're willing to let me see. And because I'm not invasive. And what I will share with you is this, that right here, you know, in the upper back, you know, like where your wings sprout, I like to call that, between the shoulder blades.
Yeah.
There's a force. Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. Right. There's this force and it's an outside force and it's wrapped around a belief system and it is doing everything in its power to stop you. Whereas here you've got like this equal force, but it's all choked in your truth center. And so what they're saying is that you are literally stuffing. There's too much going into your throat. There's just too much going into your throat. Your throat needs to breathe. You know, I mean, I'm not saying you need to do what I've done. I mean, I haven't eaten in like 8 months, but you need to be a lot more breath, a lot more air. Because you've got a compression coming in from this fourth dimensional. Remember, the fourth dimension has collapsed into the third, and so it makes it harder. And so as you are opening, you're doing a great job getting a clear connection and bringing all this in. That's what all this is. But your ego has this string to this energy that's in the fourth dimension that, quite frankly, is wanting you to be weighed down because it's like they're just sucking off the excess. And so the way out of that is really tonight's show. It's all about your light body taking charge. And breath, wow, I'm losing my breath just connecting again. Your breath will really activate that. And they're saying, water is your best friend.
I know,
get in it, drink it, whatever, put your feet in it. And to remember that the more that you free yourself to be yourself, the faster this will literally anchor together. And so thank you for the blessing of being here. And I see a lot more that's just not meant to be shared on the radio. And just know that I bow before your mastery. Only a master could do what you're doing, honey. And you're going to be just fine.
Oh, now you got me. Now you got me wondering where to be.
Well, I can definitely.
I'm going to let Hilla share.
Yeah, well, I can definitely fill in the gap. I can definitely fill in the gaps for you because what I am hearing, my dear Connie, is that there is a changing of the guard of your guides. Yeah. And this is why there has been a little bit of difficult communication with them because everything is being sorted out. And you now have to allow for permission. You have to give your permission for this changing and activation to take place, not just on a soul level, but on a physical level as well. You have to give this permission. And then when you speak of this permission, when you have this permission, when you give this energy moving forward, everything is going to open up and expand for you even greater. So allow for this changing and just be patient, but continue to step into your breath and all will be fine.
Are you saying they want me to change guides?
No, I need to jump in here. Yes. What we are saying is that you must trust yourself in this moment. You need to listen to this show again. You can receive this, but do not ask anybody that question. That is your question to know. It is your moment of mastery. And if anybody tells you what to do, you tell them to F off. You need to do this. You are the master. And that's what this is all about, baby. My crown chakra is tingling. Hillis is on this. I'm on this.
I'm putting my foot down. I don't want them to switch it out. I want to stay with who I've got.
Then you do what you need to do. And thank you so much. We're going to have to go to another caller, honey. We're almost out of time. Thank you so much. We love you, angel. Namaste.
Namaste.
Oh, how beautiful. Thank you. Hillis, thank you. So, you know, we're almost out of time. You've got like 1 minute. How do we find you? I know you've got a special for everybody, 20% off, right? With our Soul Mirror coupon, right? Tell us how to do that.
So everyone can go to my website under my holistic services in my shop section. You book a session with me and you enter in the coupon code Soul Mirror to get 20% off all and any of my holistic services.
Wonderful.
So, I know, it's that easy.
Yeah, we like easy. And Hillis, how is the show over? We are out of time. This was like the fastest show in the universe, right? Quantum space and time. This is what happens. So thank you, my angel. Thank you for the blessing of being here. And thank you for the gift of the blessings you've offered to so many this evening. And we'll hope to have you back again soon. And hey, you need to get your show over at Oneness Talk Radio. All right.
Everything is in the process. Everything is moving and shaking. Thank you so
much.
It
is. We love you, sweetheart. Oh, mine too. We love you, honey. Namaste. Namaste. And for all of you, thank you for being here. May your heart know that as your day goes forward, as your week goes forward, may we each be the mirror of only the highest for each other. I love you with all my heart and soul. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us, and be sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 o'clock p.m. for more adventures. You can learn more about Master Lady Kira Ra at shriandkira.com or visit their YouTube channel, Official Shri and Kira. May your heart, in all ways, know the master you are.